I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, yes, we do hope you enjoy the show today. We've got some good stuff lined up here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. For those of you that may have just now tuned in to our glorious podcast, let me give you a little bit of background. I'm Dr. Bill. As of Friday, that is this past Friday, November the 30th, I turned 52, which makes me one of the older geeks you probably know. But I am seriously geeky, tried and true, through and through, geeky in the computerish sense, not in the pencil neck variety. As a matter of fact, if you look on my website, you will find that my neck is nowhere near pencil-sized. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, if you go to the website, which is, by the way, drbill.cc, drbill.cc, you will find the blog upon which this podcast is based. And I would encourage you to do that because we have all kinds of interesting things available there. Not the least of which are some new features. And I'd like to talk about the new features before we get too far down the road today, because otherwise I'll forget them. I know me. I'll just let them slide right on past my brain. Yeah. So I'm going to mention it right at the top of the podcast so you'll know what's new on the blog. Now, of course, there are some new posts. For those of you that haven't been by in a while, check those out. We'll talk more about that in just a little while. But also, if you will scroll down the sidebar, that's that blue thingy over on the right-hand side of the webpage, you will pass the fact that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. You will pass the little dookie there that says, put a pin in my frapper map. You'll also pass the little logo there that says that Dr. Bill is a member of the International Blogging and New Media Association. Salute! And then you'll come across two new little areas in the sidebar. One is an advertisement for the Kindle. Now, this is an interesting little device that Amazon has put out. Some of you may have heard about it. The idea is that you can read books, I'm talking about thousands of books, using this device. This is one that probably you've heard people like Leo Laporte talk about on This Week in Tech, another podcast. And we have a link to it here if you want to check it out, the Kindle. Now, I haven't gotten one because actually, to tell you the truth, I don't have $399 laying around to buy something that I can read a book on. Maybe you do, and if you do, more power to you. But at any rate, this way, you have a link that you can click on and check out the Kindle in all of its glory. Yes, indeed. Also, below that is another little doohickey, a widget, actually, from Alta Vista. Now, back in the day, see, being the computer curmudgeon, I remember back in the day. Back in the day, Alta Vista was the best search engine of all time. It was awesome. It was so far beyond everything else. It set the standard. These days, people go, Alta who? Because everybody uses Google. And I can't fault them there because Google is an awesome search engine. It's the one that I use all the time. But as I said, back in the early days, Alta Vista was it. One of the technologies they came out with is Babelfish. Yes, that's named after the famous little yellow fish in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And you stick the fish in your ear, and it will translate for you when you talk to other folks that have other languages, you see. And so Babelfish is what they call their translation technology. Now, what's so cool about this is, and you're saying, Dr. Bill, I've known about this for a long time. What is your problem? You're behind the times. You're not much of a geek. No, actually, I've known about this for a very long time. It is awesome. But I had a friend of mine remind me that not everybody out there reads English. Surprise, huh? Anyway, so if you're listening to this and you don't understand English, yeah, then you can use this little doohickey to translate the website. Chances are, if you're listening to this, of course, you're understanding and speaking English, so never mind. But if you have friends and you say, look, I found this dude on the internet that's out of his mind, but he's really funny and he's a lot of fun, so go check out his website, drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon. And if you go there, you can find the flag of your language, like the Spanish flag for Spanish, you know, and hit that, and it will translate the entire website into Spanish. Dude, how cool is that? So, there you go. Yet another new feature and innovation for Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. All right, it's not new. I know it's not new. Give me a break, those of you that are whispering. Stop it. Stop it. Okay, thank you. I know it's been around a while, but it's not been around a while on my site. Okay. Okay. Just clarifying there. All right. So let's talk about other things involving the podcast. This is, of course, podcast number 113. That's 113 podcasts that we have done of Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, going back several years now. So check that out. And this is, of course, December the 2nd of 2007 as I record this. And just by a day, I missed a very special day on the internet, which is Jonathan Colton Day. That was yesterday, December the 1st, but I'm getting in today with my salute to Jonathan Colton. Jonathan Colton is an awesome dude, and I really appreciate his music. I appreciate everything that he does, and I appreciate the opportunity to play some of his music. And you say, Dr. Bill, what music are you going to play by Jonathan Colton? He's got so many good things. Code Monkey, he's got R.E. Your Brains, he's got We Are the Champions, Interview with a Zombie. Actually, he doesn't have Interview with a Zombie. That's part of another program, but it's in the directory that I'm staring at, so I said it. Never mind. No, we're going to play a Christmas favorite of Jonathan Colton's songs. Yes, Christmas Coming to You from Chiron Beta Prime. And you know that that's a lot of fun. So here's Jonathan Colton, Chiron Beta Prime.
This year has been a little crazy for the Andersons. You may recall we had some trouble last year. The robot council had us banished to an asteroid that hasn't undermined our holiday cheer. And we know it's almost Christmas by the marks we make on the wall. That's a favorite time of year. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas.
Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they...
Message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my Soylent Green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. Where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
Ah, yes, Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime and the Andersons. We know they're having a lovely Christmas. Yeah, The robot overlords. Okay, anyway... I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you'll go by and check out Jonathan Colton's website at www.jonathancolton.com for more strange, geeky music. You know, he's really getting a name for himself out there, like Jonathan Colton. Yeah. Anyway, I trust you're enjoying the podcast. You know, we need a little blueberry promo right about, let's put it right about here.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
We are, of course, a part of the Blueberry Podcast Network, and you can get a lot of other good podcasts there, so check that out. Also, you know, I mentioned the sidebar there on the website, drbill.cc, drbill.cc. If you look at that blue sidebar right at the top, there is an ad for Go to My PC, and I'd encourage you to check out that little logo there. Click it, and you'll be able to get a 30-day free trial of Go to My PC. Check it out. It is awesome, and it'll allow you to connect to your PC, let's say at work, from home, and be able to get that file that you need to work on for your report the next day at work, or perhaps school or college or whatever it is you do. You can get to your PC for using Go to My PC, so check it out. You'll appreciate it. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, of course, you can check out the link we have on the banner to GoDaddy.com, where you can register your domain and get your piece of the internet on GoDaddy.com. Get a discount by clicking on the banner, and you will enjoy that, I'm sure. All right, the other thing I do want to mention, of course, is that we are, as I already have earlier, proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. If it's technology related, it is right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Now, you know, I gave you the short URL, drbill.cc. There is, of course, the long one. Oh, wait a minute. That's yet another promo.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. You need to tune in every week for drbill.tv. That's drbill.tv, our video netcast. Tune in this week and get in on the geekiness.
Yes, I hit the wrong button. You know, I do that every so often. I just hit the wrong button. It said Dr. Bill, and I thought it was the drbill.com thing. But it wasn't. No, it was the ad for drbill.tv. Sorry about that. Let's try that again.
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
Yeah, that's what it was supposed to do. See, earlier when I hit it, it's supposed to have gone.
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
You know, you can still get to the website that way. That, you know, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. You can do that if you want to, but you can also use drbill.cc, and that's really kind of easier, I think, you know, just between you and me. Okay. You know, it's frustrating making dumb mistakes like that, but I guess it wouldn't be Dr. Bill if you didn't have the mistakes like that, huh? Yeah. All right, well, it's time once again for the Game Master segment. Let's drop in on the Game Master. First of all, let me do say that the Game Master segment, as usual, had some issues. My voice kept dropping out, but since I'm not actually that important in the Game Master segment, we didn't redo it. My vocal track did come back later. I'm going to have to look at my little box that I use because it's driving me nutty. Anyway, here we go with the Game Master intro music. And let's go right into the Game Master segment.
And here we are for the Game Master segment, and I'm here with the Game Master himself.
Yep.
And he actually claims that this week he has something.
I never said that.
Well, okay, I said that he had something.
I still have nothing. He thinks I have something.
He at least has been doing something with his nothing. So I think he needs to talk about the something that he's doing.
And that would be watching Avatar.
Avatar, of course, is the somewhat anime-ish character, which is not made by Japan, so it's not truly anime. Yeah. And it's a guy with a blue arrow on his head that bends air. Close?
That is a very interesting description.
Yes, and he has a bunny rabbit.
Anyway, so
a flying bison.
If you have listened to like my segment at all, you know that I am into anime.
And I am into bunny rabbits.
Yes, he is. Anyway, but this isn't actually anime because, like you said, it wasn't made in Japan. It was made by some dude named Michael or something.
In the
I don't know.
US
Yeah. Anyway, they did bring in a bunch of Chinese dudes to help with, you know, the writing and, you know, I don't know, stuff.
Bring in the Chinese dudes.
Anyway, it's about four nations, the Fire Nation, Earth Kingdom, Water Tribes, and Air Nomads, that they were once at peace until one of them, the Fire Nation, decided they wanted to control the world. And that was bad.
Why would they want to control the world?
Why does anyone want to control the world?
What we're going to do tonight, Brian?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
we try to take over the world.
Oddly, the Fire Nation has the best navy.
Okay.
That makes no sense.
Yes, that doesn't. And also, why would they need a navy? Because they fly around on flying bison.
No, that's just the Air Nomads. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
How come I'm not...
There is no cockroach.
Is anybody hearing me? Hello?
I hear you.
Is mic on?
I hear you.
Okay. It seems to be on now.
Okay. Was it on earlier?
I don't know. But we'll see.
Did I tell people there were no cockroaches for no reason?
No. There are cockroaches. I saw them. Giant cockroaches.
Not... No.
With people riding bags over their heads.
No.
The cockroaches, not the people.
No. Those were called canyon crawlers, and they are more,
like cockroaches.
They did not.
Big ones. Yes, okay.
Moving on. Anyway, certain people from each of the nations have the ability to bend their various elements, you know, air, water, earth, fire, all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
And by that they mean, you know, firebenders shoot fireballs out of their toes, earthbenders create giant balls of air that they can ride on top of.
Don't you find that odd?
Waterbenders can freeze and do stuff. Earthbenders can, like, totally earthbend.
You know, I don't know that anybody... Well, now, see, they're hearing me. I think I have a mic with a bad connection. Because sometimes I talk and I don't see any little jumpy up and down things. But now I do, so I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. And in this world that Avatar takes place in, there's a lot of weird animals, like
cockroaches.
Platypus bears.
That are big.
Or...
And bunny rabbits.
Flying bison, or lemurs, which is what he calls bunny rabbits. Or...
It's like a bunny rabbit.
Or, let's see, what's another good example?
Moose.
Moose?
Moose.
What moose?
Moose and squirrel.
There is no moose and there is no squirrel.
Well, there ought to be. Boris Badenoff's going to be really bored. He's going to be sitting around twiddling his thumbs, going, where is moose and squirrel?
And then there's Uncle Iroh.
Him I like.
He basically plays pie show and drinks tea, like the whole entire show.
Tea is good.
Herbal tea.
Herbal tea, yes.
His nephew, Prince Zuko, is like the main villain type dude for part of the show.
Part of the show. Other part of the show, he's the buddy of some of them.
No.
Well, kind of buddy-ish.
No.
He likes his uncle.
That does not count.
Okay.
We're moving on. So, that's about it. That's all I can think of.
Okay, so you acquired these via BitTorrent Highway, and you got it, and there's while you're watching it, and why?
I'm actually still waiting for 5 to download. But
I know, and if you experience slowness on the website, you'll know why.
Moving on. Actually, after this, there's still a third season that I need to download.
And you see my problem.
No, not really.
Anyway, the problem with flying BitTorrent Airways is that you slow down the bandwidth for everyone
else. The
kitty's
eating your trash, you know.
I don't care.
You should.
As long as she doesn't eat my wires. She shouldn't eat any wires. Go, go, no, do not chew that. Go. Anyway. Okay, so you have only a few minutes left in the Game Master segment.
Okay.
Do you have any predictions about life? The universe. And everything.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm right now watching the episode with the fortune teller in it.
Ah. Okay.
To answer your question, no. No, I do not.
Okay. Well, that was interesting. So, someday we'll have a Game Master segment that will be entirely beneficial and philosophical. But that day is not today. That's what you're telling me, right?
Keep dreaming.
Anyway, okay. So, let's see. What do we have coming up in the way of coolness? Cider is going to be Spock.
That's not good.
Well, it's odd. And...
I'm going to get Rise of a Ninja.
What, the last episode? Almost the last episode?
Yep. I'm going to get Rise of a Ninja on Christmas, and then I will be happy.
We start Lab of the Disney. We saw Battlestar Galactica Razor.
You did. I didn't.
Yeah, you don't care.
No one cares.
And the new episodes will be coming out soon. Anyway. And we saw Flush. Oh.
Please stop that.
Yeah. And
Atlantis.
I didn't really care about Flash. And Atlantis. Atlantis was pretty good.
Which one was it? Oh, yeah. Sister kidnapped.
Sister kidnapped.
Yes. Nanobots. All that good stuff.
Nanobots.
What? No.
Nanobots?
No.
Nanobots.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Wrong set. Anyway. Really? What else? We...
I shrugged there, just so you know. It's
yes,
not as funny
know,
if you don't know that. But
thing at all.
What did?
The shrug.
Yeah, that's because it okay. Made no sound.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
Move on.
Anyway, so,
goodbye. See you.
Okay, that's the Game Master segment. As you can see, we kind of digressed there into nothingness, but that's par for the course for the Game Master. Oh, my goodness! That was bad. I hit the wrong button again. You know, I've been doing that a lot lately, hitting the wrong buttons. It just drives me nutty when I do that. That's not good. At any rate, have you ever had one of those days? It's just one of those days when it comes to the board. I guess I'll just have to slide on here. All right, let's go to the website and check out the tech news very quickly. Didn't have a lot of tech news this week. This was an incredibly boring news week in the tech world, but that's okay. CNET UK, that's the United Kingdom for those of you in Rio Linda, CNET UK put out the 10 top worst all-time tech products. Now, let's think about this. Think clearly with me here. The 10 top all time, throughout all of computerdom, tech products. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. Number one, the Sinclair C5. Do you go back far enough to remember the Sinclair computer? Ah, yes, it was gloriously bad. And what about number two, the Barcode Battler? Yes, that was a little toy that you could take into the supermarket and scan barcodes, and it would give you ways to battle with each other as a game. How lame is that? Number three was the Squirtle. I have no idea what that is. Number four was Gizmondo. Yes. Number five, the Tamagotchi. Do you remember the Tamagotchi craze with the little dumb thing and it feed it and it go to sleep and... Yeah. Number six, the Apple Puck mouse. That's the mouse with one button, and it looked like a puck in the arena there with the ice and the hockey and the whole thing. Number seven, the Atari Jaguar. Whatever that was. Number eight, the Amstrad emailer telephone. That never caught on. That was really... You see where we're going here with the 10 top. All time, back in antiquity, bad tech products. Number nine, the infamous Sony Rootkit CDs, where all of Sony's CDs that they released had a built-in rootkit that took over your computer and sent information from your computer to Sony. They took it on the chin big time for that one, and they well should have. It was a terrible idea. And now, drum roll, please. Number 10, Windows Vista, the 10th worst tech of all time. You gotta love it. Oh, yeah. Don't you know that this story, by the time I had blogged it, had gotten 3,187 digs on dig.com. People were going, dude, all right. CNET UK thought that Windows Vista was the 10th worst. I mean, it didn't even make the top one of the worst programs of all time. I love it. Anyway, that pretty much made my week, so it was kind of all downhill from there. But there you go. Whoa, there's our drum roll. Hey, I asked for that earlier. Anyway, drum roll for the Geek Software of the Week. And this week's Geek Software of the Week is the Coffee Cup Software Free DHTML Menu Builder. That's a lot to say in one breath. Let's try that again. The Coffee Cup Software Free DHTML Menu Builder. And what that's all about is a commercial company, Coffee Cup Software, which also has a free HTML editor, by the way. It's just between me and you, not the greatest in the world, but it's okay. It's not bad. But what they have here is a dynamic HTML menu builder that allows you to go in and build those cute little drop-down menus with the sub-menus and have different colors and make it roll over and do different things. Kind of cool. And it's totally free. This is not one of those trial products that you end up having to buy later. This is a totally free product. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, you know, hey, Geek Software of the Week, we'll give them a nod on that. And you guys at Coffee Cup, way to go. And they're about to release some other new products, by the way, one of which is an e-commerce cart builder, which I'm looking toward that with some interest because I'd like to see what they do with that. That looks like a very interesting product. That, unfortunately, will be a paid-for product, not a freebie, but I can kind of understand that, you know, given the type of product that it is. All right, last item, cars versus cows. Bessie is doomed. What's this about? Well, You know how cars have been taking it on the chin for years, being the worst polluting man-made device supposedly in history? Well, it turns out that the UN panel on climate change has come out and said that the biggest polluter is not the gas-guzzling SUV or the car. It is the lowly cow. Yeah. So here's what I said in my article. I said, so, what's the bigger polluter, your gas-guzzling SUV or Bessie? If your car is named Bessie, then I'm sorry for any confusion. And confusion, it seemed, reigned at a recent UN panel. Everyone was perplexed that the lowly cow was a bigger polluter than our favorite environmental villain, the car. I figure there will now be wild gangs of environmentalists massacring cows. Meat prices and milk prices will rise. Oh, the humanity! Yeah, okay. I know that that's not our usual computery tech news, but it just struck me as kind of weird and funny, and you know that the doctor likes weird and funny. Yeah. So it's, you know, hey, it is kind of sciencey, right? You know, it's like climate and cows and biology and physics and all of that rolled into one. Yeah. We won't say what the cows are doing that's causing the problems with environmental pollution. But I'm sure if you think about it long enough, it will come to you. Yes. Anyway, mark my words today, December the 2nd, 2007, that I predict that environmentalist gangs will be out there killing cows before you know it. Wild, crazed environmentalist wackos killing them for the good of the planet. Yeah. Okay, so, I don't know, I just thought that was just too bizarre to even contemplate. We're just about out of time. We've had an interesting podcast. Don't forget Jonathan Colton. Go out, check out his stuff. He's got some cool stuff. You've heard me play a lot of Jonathan Colton. I really love Code Monkey. If you haven't heard Code Monkey, you really need to hear Code Monkey. Matter of fact, you know what I think I may do? I think I may just play a little Code Monkey as I slide out of here as our exit theme, so to speak, because I just like it so much.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job.
Oh, yeah.
Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob.
My manager's not boring.
Rob,
so
say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stinks.
Just in case you're listening, Thomas.
His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna rag and page himself. Code Monkey not saying out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey likes Beatles. Code Monkey likes to have a Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, a big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you.
All right, I'll let it play the rest of the song.
Code Monkey like
you. And until then, Dr. Bill is out of here.
Code Monkey, hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Offer, buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey likes Fritos. Code Monkey likes having Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, a big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job
Code Monkey thinks someday he'll have everything, even a pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey likes Fritos. Code Monkey likes Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man. Big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey likes you. Code Monkey like you.